You are listening to Radio Maria Canada, a Catholic voice wherever you are.
I've got no regrets. I wouldn't change a single day.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe a blessed good evening to all our wonderful listeners here that have tuned in to Radio Maria Canada. We thank you so much for tuning in each and every Tuesday and Friday at 1 o'clock to 1:30 on our program called The Father's Quilt. I'm your host, Christina Doyle, and I pray that you are having a wonderful morning, a wonderful day. Remember, this Friday, Father Pavel from St. Mary Immaculate Catholic Church will be continuing his series on Advent. And those of you who got a chance to hear him, remember in time on the Radio Maria website will be all those broadcasts, and you can listen in and pause and have reflection time. It's really nice to be able to hear a broadcast again.
Actually, Christina, that program in particular and a series of programs that date back to October are available at this point.
You hear that? That's the voice of our production engineer, Alex Diaz. That's so wonderful. I'm so glad he's paying attention. He didn't leave the building and go for coffee or something. So
Don't give me any ideas.
Don't give me any ideas. Do you hear him, everyone? No. You have to sit there with me today.
Oh, no worries. I'm here. I'm just joking.
Don't leave me.
Of course, I'm here waiting at the phones, waiting for our listeners to call in. Once again, our number is 416-245-1534.
I told you he's amazing. I should just hang up and just forget it. You know, I should go shopping or something. That's wonderful. Yes, please do call in, everyone. This is a live prayer call-in line. As always, we are always welcoming your calls, you know, in terms of whether you need prayer for yourself, prayer for a family member, for a friend, anything that concerns you, or, you know, that you have something that's pressing on your heart that you want to share, or something wonderful and joyful that's happened. Maybe you've already witnessed a Christmas miracle. This is the season of miracles. And so we are so blessed that you are with us today. Thank you. God bless you. Let's begin with our Hail Mary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Well, dear friends, as again, you know, this is still a very joyful time, and I hope you've had a chance to light your very first candle for Advent. I hope that when you've lit it, that you've actually taken time to pause, as they used to say in radio, to pause for the cause, right? And Jesus is our reason, remember, for this season. We are not the happy holiday people. We are the Merry Christmas people. And we must always witness and say Merry Christmas, even though when someone says to you, oh, season's greetings, oh, happy holidays, you can turn around and say, yes, Merry Christmas to you too. You know, it's very important because we cannot trivialize the importance of Jesus' birth, right? He is our Savior. He is the reason we are all here together. And so that is very important. So never shy away ever from saying Merry Christmas to someone. And, you know, I mean, I have many Jewish friends, and I say Happy Hanukkah to them, and they in turn say to me, Merry Christmas, because they know that we as Christians believe in Jesus and we celebrate the birth of our Christ. So thank you, everyone, for doing that and listening in. You know, there was a philosopher by the name of William Clement Stone, who said we should read the Bible with the idea that God wants to do wonderful things for us. You can get exactly what you're looking for, he says. If you seek inspiration, you will become inspired. If you seek knowledge, you will become informed. If you seek wisdom, you will become wise. If you seek health, sickness disappears. Seek good and it comes to you. Seek success and it will come to you. Know specifically what you want and then keep your mind on that, what you want, and off the things you don't want. If you keep thinking about what you don't want, you'll get what you don't want. But if you think about what you want, it is likely to come. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for these great truths that are given to us out of your holy word. And we know that your great, powerful gospel was made for people who can develop a great faith. And that the greater the faith, the greater the victory for all of us. Just say, Lord, I want to live on the power of your Spirit. And then will come victory after victory. We will not be relieved of difficulties, right? Doesn't mean we're going to be immune to them. But we will have the power to overcome them. And for this, we give thanks to our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, even Abraham Lincoln in his early life traveled the court circuit, and he stayed overnight, as was his custom, with an old Illinois farmer. And one night, the farmer witnessed this spectacular phenomenon known as shooting stars, and he thought that the world was at end, and he got scared, and he remembers waking up Abraham Lincoln and saying, Abe, get up, the heavens are falling, the world is coming to an end. And Abraham Lincoln got out of bed, and he looked out the window, and he stepped back into the room and put his hand on the shoulder of his friend and said to him, don't you be afraid, he said. Even if there are some shooting stars, the great constellations are still there. You know, in other words, when difficulties do rain upon us, it's easy to become frightened. But if you look behind the rain of difficulties into the eternal and see that our great God is still here, then you'll realize you don't need to be afraid. Because of his presence, you have what it takes to face up to anything. So, my friends, quiet your mind so that inspirations can rise from its depth, right? And don't worry about the difficulty you may face. You will come through it. I repeat, every difficulty you will come through. There is a wonderful book I spoke about in my last session at a church. I did a talk on grief, and one of the wonderful books I've come across, and you too may already know it, it's called Making Sense Out of Suffering, and it's by Peter Kreeft, Kreeft. And in the next little bit, I'd like to refer to his wonderful work that he has done, because, you know, as I say, with all the busyness that's going to be coming upon us, it's easy to lose sight of our time that we have during Advent. And Father Pavel will mention and talk about that more so in depth, and I definitely don't want to get into that. But all our suffering that we have are transferable in his work. Thus, you know, God's answer to the problem of suffering not only happened really 2,000 years ago, but it's still happening in our life today, dear listeners. The solution, all our suffering can become part of his work, and the greatest work ever done, the work of salvation, of helping to win for those who we love eternal joy. How can this be done on one condition, that we must believe? Faith isn't a mental choice within us. It's a transaction with him. And he says, the Lord says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. if anyone opens the door, I will come in and eat with him. It's in Revelation. And to believe according to John's gospel is to receive what God has already done. His part is finished. He said it on the cross. Our part is to receive that work and let it work in itself out in and through our lives, including our tears. And we offer it to him, and he really takes it and uses it in ways so powerful that we would be amazed and wonder if we knew them now. And because of resurrection, when all our tears are over, we will look back and laugh at them, but enjoy. We do a little of that even now, you know. After a great worry is lifted, a great problem is solved, a sickness that is healed, a pain relieved, it all looks really different, doesn't it, in the past? And we can look back on that in retrospection, and that it looked as it looked in the future. Remember St. Teresa's bold saying that from heaven the most miserable earthly life will look like one bad night in an inconvenient hotel. You know, it's so important that we rely on our faith. We are Christ's body. And unfortunately, the trials that we are facing, dear friends, and if there are trials ahead of us, there will be. Those are in the cards for all of us. In the world, we will have tribulation. But as Jesus said, I have overcome the world. This world is a valley of tears. And our technological genius with all the smartphones and technology and computer and smart boards, they haven't been able to dry our tears. If anything, the modern world is wetter within and though drier without. What is it, 50 million died in World War II and the lives of billions totter on the brink of World War III? The point of our life in this world is not comfort, security, or even happiness, but training. Not fulfillment, but preparation. And preparation for eternal life. I know this earth is trial. I mean, we have some good and we have some challenges always. But you are to train yourself, my dear friends. You are to train your mind and your spirit. Focus on God. Focus on the Almighty. You know, the way to perfect joy is incredibly simple. It is simply to die to self-will. And to self-regard, and to say to God, Lord Jesus, thy will be done. And then mean it. Mean it. Put God first. Consecrate everything. Everything to him. We know it's not a new or an original thing I'm telling you. It's the basic thing that the saints even say. I know it without a doubt, not because I've succeeded in it, but because I have failed miserably at it. But I know it, I do, without doubt, from personal experience. If you, dear listener, do not know this too, you must either trust me or believe it by faith. Make for yourself the same experiment, and I will guarantee you will get the same results. And how can you not afford to try? So, have faith. And if we believe suffering is the touch of God's grace, we will avoid resentment and arrogance and above all pride. When we suffer, our natural instinct is to resent and resist, right? Nobody wants to be in pain, right? None of us. And this implies a claim to perfect happiness. How dare this suffering intrude on my self-sufficiency and control? How dare bad things happen to good people? And you say to yourself, but gosh, I'm a good person. Don't I deserve good things? Of course you do. Of course you do. You deserve so much. God has came to this earth to give us a life of abundance, not just of small, but of abundance. The saints looked at their lives half full of joys and half full of sorrows, as half full, while others look at them as half empty. They know that their very existence is a pure gift by God, and they therefore appreciate their moderate worldly joys more than the jaded worldling appreciates his millions. They know that great and joyful and virtue of gratitude. They know no one can understand life if he's ungrateful for it, right? So if you walk around and you got up this morning and you can get up upright, then you should be so grateful for that. You always be grateful even for the smallest of things that God has allowed you to have. No one can totally misunderstand life if he is grateful. Because when you look through those eyes, my dear friends, you look at life very differently. You start appreciating those around you who've given of themselves to you in some way, whether big or small. But to you, it's all big and it's all wonderful. And that's the way we have to walk around this earth. No matter the challenges and the suffering we do go through and will go through, we always have to say, thank you, Jesus. You've given me so much. And if we are to suffer, and we do suffer, our Lord was on the cross. He suffered. He suffered when he was teaching through the ridicule and the spit and the Pharisees trying to corner him and to make him look like he's a heretic, or that he's going against the king, Herod. You know, there was all of this strife that he had gone through, and our Blessed Mother stood and watched all this. How much she felt, would she have felt during that time? I often gaze at her face, and I look at her holding baby Jesus, and I see her eyes, and you think, what must she thinking? What must she think? Here I have this beautiful child in my arms, this beautiful, perfect little boy. And what is going to happen? But somehow she has the faith in God that she has put all her hope and trust in him. And she knows that she is there to serve God and to serve Jesus. She told us, do whatever he tells you. And we, my friends, we must do whatever he tells us. It isn't easy. We want to sin. We want to gossip. We want to take the extra drink, or we want to do something that we shouldn't, or spend too much time dwelling on money, or dwelling too much at our job that we think, oh, there will be an advancement. You know, I won't be happy till I get a promotion. And of course, promotion, I understand, comes with increased monetary value. But when in the end, my dear friends, in the end, God already gives us what he feels we need. God loves us all the same. He doesn't love your neighbor more than you. He loves you the same, and he has forgiveness in his heart for you. So don't walk around especially during this time of Advent. Let it be a transforming time for your spirit. Just like Father Pavel said, you know, spend time with God's Word. Pray and reflect and maybe light a candle and just have a moment of peace and quiet your mind. Even though you may be being punished, maybe you're in a jail, maybe you're in a prison, maybe you're listening at this broadcast and you say, why did I do these mistakes? Why did I have to do this? And now I'm going to be here for a long time. But remember, dear friends, we are not alone, whether in a hospital bed, whether we're in a nursing home, whether we're in a house and we're waiting for the children to come home from school, or whether we're a caregiver and we're watching our loving parents sick and waiting for time to pass and watching them suffer. We are not alone. Your tears are being picked up in a beautiful chalice by God. God savors and takes every tear you have and loves you and wants you and cares for you more than you will ever imagine. I want this Advent for you, dear friends, to be a time of renewal and a time to let go and say, I have tried my best. I know I've made mistakes. I'm not perfect, but here I am, Jesus. I love you with all my heart. And when you seek God with a contrite heart, no matter what you've gone through, God will see you through it. He is your light. You always must look for him at the light. Do you understand, dear listener? So if you have need of prayer today, you want someone to pray with you, call us at 416-245-1534. And we have an email. You're on the internet anyways. Email us, quilt, Q-U-I-L-T, at radiomaria.ca. We would be happy to pray with you. We don't even have to mention your name. We will just mention that it's a prayer request for a family member or for yourself. Every one of us needs prayer. Every one of us needs God's loving hand upon us all. We have to seek him, though. We have to look for him. You know, we're in heaven right now, if you want, if in a very real sense, you know. Heaven is not, first of all, a place, but it's a person. Heaven is where Christ is. He makes heaven heaven. Heaven does not make him him. And we are in Christ now. We have the Holy Spirit in all of us. In all of us, no matter how little we are, no matter how old we are, no matter how disabled we are, no matter how agile we are, no matter how rich we are, no matter how very little education we have the Holy Spirit in all of us, in all of us. We do not see or appreciate or experience much of heaven now, but there is much, much more to come. How cruel it is to tell someone that they are in full heaven now. Is that all there is? We're just like little unborn babies that they are in the womb and that is already in the world. But they don't see that until after they're born and no longer in the womb. When we die, we are born out of this little womb called the universe. But we're there in the bigger world right now, right? So we have to have the mind of God. And so consider this. Without faith, where are we, dear listeners? Where are we? We might as well be in a woods, and we are in the woods if we don't have faith. Without faith, we are not in the mind of God, and we are not in heaven. And I think everyone knows that this earth is just the way station. That's all this is. We seek to be in the presence of our holy, mighty God, there with the Blessed Mother, there with all the angels, there with all the beautiful saints that we pray to. That's what we're all here for, dear listeners. We all need Jesus in our life. We need him more and more as we turn around. We don't even have to hear the news. You just have to drive in your car and you can experience being tooted at because you sort of took a second little longer when the light changed from red to green and someone behind you is impatient and toots the horn at you and says, like, move it. And that kind of world is what we're living in, dear friends. We are living in this kind of world. We need God more than ever before, more than we can ever imagine. You know, dear listeners, it's so easy for all of us to talk and say, you know, to get up and to have faith. But, you know, we all have to strive. I am including myself. We all have to strive to walk the talk. Not just the talk and just to preach and to say something and to tell you, but even myself, dear listeners, every day is a challenge. There's always something that can go wrong and sometimes does go wrong. And you think, is it going to be better tomorrow? Yes, one day is good. Next day is not so good. Well, 2 days are good and then 1 day is not so good. We have to expect that. We are not going to be immune to any challenges in this life. But together, as a faithful community, as a faithful group that tune into Radio Maria, because you have seen the glory and the benefits of having Radio Maria next to you. You have tuned into this radio station and to this half hour with me, not by coincidence. You have come here because Jesus sought you out. He sought you. He found you. And he brings you to hear God's word. I want you to hear some of his scripture. My child, in Proverbs 4, verse 20. My child, be attentive to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them escape from your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them and healing to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all vigilance, for from it flows the springs of life. Put away from you crooked speech, and put devious talk far from you. Let your eyes look directly forwards, and your gaze be straight before you. Keep straight the path of your feet, and all your ways will be sure. Do not swerve to the right or to the left. Turn your foot away from evil. You know, to protect your heart from the evil one, don't drift, especially now. So make a promise to yourself. This is our first week of Advent. Be strong and be vigilant. Be awake and pray and ask God's forgiveness, ask for God's wonderful mercy and God's loving, gentle hand upon you. Let's bow our heads and I'll just say a quick little prayer. In the name of Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, O gracious Father, we are so grateful that we can all come to you. We are sinners, Lord. We're not perfect, and you've helped us, Lord. You come to us, Lord, and you reach out your precious, sweet hands to us, Lord. Help us hold you tightly during this Advent season, Lord. Help us be strong and find the time and make the time to spend time with you, Lord, in prayer, and sing maybe a hymn, Ave Maria, or Thanks Be to God, or any of our wonderful hymns, so that we can always be reminded, Lord, that we are not here for naught. We are here to serve you, Lord Jesus. We are not to serve ourselves. Help us keep our focus away from us and more to you. In this we thank you, Lord Jesus, for being with us, for lifting our spirit, for lightening the load around our shoulders, no matter the burdens that are upon our hearts today. We thank you, Jesus. We know you are listening and you are with us. In your precious name we ask this and thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. God bless you, dear listeners, and tune in this Friday for Father Powell's continuing adventure in Advent. Bye for now.
I've got no regrets. I wouldn't change a single